it's On the Wine Road Live with Jeff Davis, brought to you by American Ag Credit, money for agriculture.
Good Tuesday afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us today, and I am pleased to have as my guest Kareth Overstreet from Berliam Wines. And is it Berliam, right?
Berliam, absolutely. Berliam.
I think I'm... As soon as I said that, I'm like, wait a minute, the R is supposed to be in front of the U.
Yes, Berliam.
Berliam Wines. That's my typo, my own typo. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Jeff, thank you for having me and giving me this opportunity to talk about my wines and the Petaluma Gap with everybody in Sonoma County and everyone who's listening.
Yeah, and a nod to Michelle Marquez again,
who's Hello.
Running the board.
Yes, I am.
I wanted to start with this crazy coincidence. You and I met in 2016 at the Super Bowl week.
Yes, down by the Embarcadero.
Yeah, the Sonoma County Vintners had a tasting space down there, and I got to do a number of interviews one weekend, and you were one of them. Another group I talked with was Mary and her sister Nadine of Capo Creek, and they were just kind of starting out. They were like in their third year, and you were still somewhat young. You had been around for a few years. So I interviewed them, too. We talked over the years about maybe getting them on my Saturday show, and we've tried to put it together a few times, and it never happened. But as it turns out, they are going to be my guests on this Saturday show, and you're here today. And it's funny that I haven't talked with either of you in 5 years, or at least had a chance to interview them, and now you're here in the same week.
Back to back.
On my show. Yeah.
I know, right? Well, I always say wine is the glue of humanity, and wine brings us together. So there you go. Even if it takes 5 years, I'm going to stick by the adage.
Right, yeah. And another coincidence is Mary is a physician as well, and you are a medical doctor, so she has that background too.
Yeah, that's unusual. I mean, there have been a number of physicians who've gone into wine, but the fact that you had the two of us back to back, that is a funny coincidence.
Yeah crazy. I love that. And I think it's much more interesting than my wife does. You know, when I bring these to her, I'm like, can you believe this? And she's like, yeah, okay. That's cool. Let's talk briefly about how you got into the wine business. And like any good winemaker, you found your way via a medical degree, which is not really the case.
I did. So when I was growing up, my dad used to tell me, you can be whatever you want after medical school. And I held up my end of the deal. So I went to medical school. I'm in upstate New York at the University of Rochester. I did an internship in general surgery. I did a residency at UCSD Medical Center. I did a fellowship. I did a second fellowship. Passed my board and promptly decided, you know, I think I'd rather be a winemaker. Maybe being a winemaker can legitimize my love affair with Pinot Noir. And from there, I was off to the races.
Oh, you were having an affair with Pinot Noir. And I also heard that a professor used to give you some really good wine.
We did, actually. So we had, when I was a resident at UCSD Medical Center in pathology, we had a pretty fun, active tasting group. And of course, we were residents, so we were very much on a restricted budget. But the chairman of the department had an old collection of Bordeaux's. Oh, and nice. Every now and then, he would pull stuff out and give it to all of us residents to share. And some of these were pretty old bottles. Some of them were he had one from the 70s that he gifted us, and some stuff from the 80s and 90s. And sometimes they were over the hill and gone. But sometimes it was a revelation. Mm. And it was a lot of fun because, you know, we all had a little bit. I mean, there were probably 7 or 8 of us in the group. And we would taste by theme and make fun stuff. And, you know, really more than anything, it was just social and a way to decompress from being a resident.
Did you find that inspired you to go in the direction of winemaking? Or were you think you would have already gone down that path?
I think maybe I would have already gone down that path. I guess I was a happy and lusty wine consumer when I was a resident. And it really didn't cross my mind to think about production until I had read an article in the Wall Street Journal by the then wine reviewers, John and Dottie, and it was talking about Pinot Noir, and I bought the bottle that they wrote about, and that really just sort of changed my trajectory completely.
Wow.
Because then when I went to make wine, I said, I want to make a wine that's like this, and that sort of set up, it happened to be from the Santa Lucia Highlands, but it sort of set me up to start thinking about wine as being terroir specific, site specific, and really wanting to craft a Pinot Noir or any wine that speaks to place. That's really important to me.
Do you remember the brand that, you know?
I do, actually. It was a Minor Family Cellars Gary's Vineyard Pinot Noir. And boy, it must have been, gosh, I don't know, 2003, 2004, maybe 2002. It was a while ago.
I've known a number of winemakers who have a chemistry background, and it does help with winemaking and the process, and also with biochemistry, you know, with the vines a little bit. But are you finding that you're using some of your knowledge in what you're doing?
I do. I don't think you have to go to medical school to be a great winemaker, right?
No,
but
no.
I came to medicine with a really strong science foundation and background, which is helpful because then the math and the science and the microbiology are not scary. And basically anything that goes wrong in the cellar is biochemistry secondary to microbiology. In other words, it's a bad actor, a bad bacteria, or a bad fungus that gets into your wine and it metabolizes and eats something and makes a byproduct that smells or tastes bad. So if you can sort of wrap your head around that, it's helpful.
Right. And I like how when a winemaker can incorporate their background or what they're doing or what they're passionate about into their brand. And you did that brilliantly.
Thank you. Yes. So the winery is named for my kids, Bruno, Lily, Amelia. And Brulium sounds like cadmium or polonium. Yeah. So of course the logo is a cheeky nod to my background in medicine, and a nod to the periodic table of elements.
Right. And it looks like it would be one of the
It is. Actually, my dad used to tell everyone, I tell all my friends they should drink beryllium. And I'm like, Dad, don't tell anybody to eat or drink beryllium. It's Brulium.
Brulium. Right. Yeah. And I also like how you've incorporated your little slogan. You want to mention that?
Wine is elemental.
Yes. My dear.
Exactly.
Brulliumwines.com. Wine is elemental.
Yes.
Yes. You got started in 2008. And when I met you in 2016, you were bottling about 1,000 cases. And you've gone so much further since then.
They call me a baller. I make 1,200 cases, about 1,200 cases.
Up to 1,200 now.
You know, I like making wine more than I like selling wine. What can I say?
It's tough.
It is. It's tough. And, you know, everybody here in Sonoma County is making great wine. Nobody's making crummy, flawed wine. Everything is delicious, and everything has a place on your table depending on what you're cooking and the occasion and what you're eating. And we're lucky to live in a zip code that is crowded with delicious wines.
Yeah.
You know,
but one of the slogans in the wine industry is it's easy to make the wine, it's harder to sell the wine.
I absolutely agree with that.
Yes,
I'm happy when I'm in the cellar doing trials. I love harvest. Selling is fun when you're talking to people who are passionate about wine and excited to try what you have. But certainly, I think COVID and the shutdown and how it's hurt hospitality has trickled back and made it hard for wineries of all sizes.
Yeah. How easy was it or challenging for you was it to begin back in 2008?
Boy, it really was a leap of faith. I mean, I had a ton of moxie, and it didn't cross my mind that I couldn't just up and start a winery, you know?
Yeah.
Growing up.
Why not?
I was always told if you want to do something in science and in medicine, you should be an MD. So it never crossed my mind that I couldn't achieve or strive for doing something at the highest level, right? So if you're going to have a winery, be the winemaker and start it. Start your own winery. So I think I was lucky to grow up with that kind of, have that confidence fostered so that I could go ahead and take that leap. And I started on a very small scale. I mean, my first year I made one barrel, 25 cases. And your friends will buy 25 cases and you're like, this is easy.
Yeah, yeah.
So things are a little bit different now.
You know, as a doctor, I'm sure it's in your nature to care for others. And I heard you've been volunteering to distribute COVID-19 vaccines for Sonoma County residents and also people at the ag workers. And that's fantastic that you are out there kind of on the front lines helping out.
Thank you. You know, the Sonoma County Medical Association really, you know, everyone says pivoted. They embraced distributing vaccines. You know, they're a not-for-profit and they started as physicians vaccinating other physicians who were in private practice, who might not have access to vaccines at Sutter or Kaiser, who might have been outside those big healthcare systems. And it was so successful and so well run with so many robust and enthusiastic physician volunteers that it expanded to vaccinate all of Sonoma County at the fairgrounds. So it had been incredibly fulfilling for me to exhume my dusty but still valid medical license to help out vaccinating Sonoma County.
And when the vaccines came out, it was actually pretty good timing because you're not doing a whole lot right now, I would imagine. So
exactly. I was joking, well, we're shut down. It's not like we can have tastings. It's cold, it's rainy, people don't want to sit outside. And there's no travel really for three-tier and distribution in January or February. So the timing was fortuitous.
You know, usually when winemakers come and appear on my show, they bring me a bottle of wine or two. And I was hoping you were going to bring me a vaccine. But instead, you showed up with a bottle of wine. So I will gladly accept that.
I wish I could have brought vaccine. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Tomorrow, you have a virtual tasting that you'd like to promote, and we'll get to that after this break on the Wine Road Live, which is being brought to you by American Ag Credit, money for agriculture. I'll continue with Kareth Overstreet next here on the Wine Road Live.
In a year like no other, American Ag Credit was honored to work with our local farmers and ranchers as they face unprecedented challenges. It's all a part of American Ag Credit's mission to serve agriculture with solutions that are designed to help your operation succeed for the long term. American Ag Credit remains dedicated to facing today's challenges with you while working toward a better and more prosperous tomorrow. To learn more, visit agloan.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 33rd anniversary. You're only 33 once, and a once-in-a-lifetime anniversary deserves a one-of-a-kind sale. So from now to March 29th, everything in the store is 33% off. Everything. Designer carpet, exotic hardwood, imported tile and stone, waterproof flooring, or anything else. That's 33% off everything. We suggest you get here early. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Golden State Lumber and Building Materials knows to become successful in business, you need to align yourself with other innovators. When you go to goldenstatelumber.com and click Brands, you'll see a long list of respected vendors from numerous categories like lumber and plywood, windows and doors, power tools, decking and fencing, and engineered wood. Golden State is the obvious choice for professional builders and contractors. Start at goldenstatelumber.com. Since 1954, Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed.
On the Wine Road Live continues on KSRO, brought to you by American Ag Credit, money for agriculture.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Davis here with Kareth Overstreet of Bruleum Wines. And you're one of the places you get the source from. You're doing some vineyard designate wines, and you source from some pretty nice vineyards, and you scored big in the Petaluma Gap.
I did. I'm really lucky to play with fruit from two of probably the most iconic vineyards in the Petaluma Gap. So I get to source from the Gap's Crown Vineyard, as well as San Giacomo Vineyard Roberts Road, which are both just beautiful sites with stellar, delicious, delicious fruit.
I like the story on your website about how you were tempting these growers with food and and apparently stalking Steve San Giacomo.
It's true. I like to say that I politely stalked him. So I first tasted Pinot Noir from San Giacomo Vineyard Roberts Road at a local event called Pigs and Pinot that a lot of your listeners, I see Michelle nodding, you've probably been there and tasted there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Greg LaFollette's bottling. And I just fell in love with the exotic aromatics, with the tension between red fruit and savory, herbal and sort of pomegranate, cranberry. And I was just so taken with that wine that I decided that I wanted some of that fruit too. So I emailed the San Giacomos, and, you know, back then I was very small. And they sent me a polite email back, and I said, do you mind if I would email you again in 2 months? And they said, sure. Why don't you wait till bud break? And I said, hey, it's Kareth from Brulium. It's bud break, just circling back. And they said, why don't you wait till flowering? So I emailed and said, oh, guess what? I think it's flowering. I'm just circling back.
I see some beautiful flowers.
Exactly. I see flowers in the vineyard. And they said, well, how about wait till fruit set? I'm like, okay, well, I'm emailing you again. It's fruit set. And then the next year, he finally sold me some fruit. And I think it was just under a ton that first year. And now I get up to about 5 tons and 2 different clones off the ranch. And
nice.
It's been really lovely to grow in my winemaking confidence as I've grown in that vineyard and gotten access to more and more fruit. Because as you can attest to, the San Giacomo family are both iconic here in Sonoma County and just some of the nicest, warmest, most generous people in our county.
You hear that every time. Yeah.
They are lovely. I mean, I am a small fry. I mean, 5 tons is really a joke compared to the scope of the vineyards and acreage that they own. And they always treat me with so much kindness, and they let me, you know, choose my own picks. And sometimes I pick the clones at different times. I must be the biggest, you know, pain in the derriere that they have for 5 tons of fruit. And they're just
they can
kind.
Recognize talent and someone who's doing
you.
It properly.
They're lovely. So yes, I get to play with awesome fruit. And of course, the Gaps Crown Vineyard. Everyone's heard of the Gaps Crown Vineyard. In fact, more so than Brulium Wines. You know, there have been many occasions in which people have gotten excited about my wine, not because of me or the label, but because they see the name the Gaps Crown Vineyard.
Yeah. You want to hear another coincidence real quick?
Sure.
I'm leaving here to go meet with Greg LaFollette.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He's going to be on my show this Saturday.
Oh, that's funny. He's another really, really nice guy.
Oh, yeah. Greg's one of the best. Well, you must have been thrilled when the Petaluma Gap received the official AVA distinction back in 2017.
I was, because I truly think that it helps consumers focus on everything that is so special and so unique about the Petaluma Gap. You know, it had formerly been part of Sonoma Coast, which covers the entire coast of Sonoma County, which is, you know, almost 80 miles long. So I think having that designation will allow consumers to really dive deep into what Petaluma Gap does best. And of course, the varietals we're best known for are Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Syrah.
Yeah.
And the other fun thing I think about the Petaluma Gap is that you get some of the personality of a cool climate grape because of the terroir with the fog and the wind. But on the other hand, you're getting a little bit more palate weight and depth because the wind thickens up those skins.
Right.
So everyone who lives here in Sonoma County knows that we get fog in the morning and it comes off the bay and the wind in the afternoon. But I think maybe what your listeners don't realize is how much of an impact that wind really has on the grapes. So, of course, it acts to dry up any of the residual fog and moisture, so it mitigates botrytis pressure. Number two, it maintains the acidity. So when grapes get hot, instead of sweating, they respire off their acid. And winemakers get upset about that because we want to maintain the acidity. Sure. That gives the wines lift and verve and energy and the ability to age and go the long haul. So Petaluma Gap wines really benefit from that wind every afternoon in maintaining the acidity. And of course, the third effect of that wind is to thicken up the skins. And everyone knows the color and the texture and the flavor come from the skins.
Right.
So as that wind ruffles up the skins and makes them a little bit thicker, we winemakers are able to extract a bit more out of them, giving them body and richness and texture.
Awesome. It is definitely a distinct region, and it's the way the gap funnels that wind all the way over to Carneros, the Carneros region. So it blows right through there and leaves its mark on all the vineyards along the way.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, the periphery, the lines of the AVA follow the wind exactly, which is why the AVA extends into Marin. So it's the second AVA that covers two counties, right? So
right.
Carneros, Napa, and Sonoma. Yeah. And of course, Petaluma Gap being mostly Sonoma, but inching its way into Marin in that southeast region.
Great. And you work closely with the Petaluma Gap Wine Growers Alliance as well.
I do. I've been so lucky to collaborate on all of the Sonoma County barrel auction projects since the inaugural barrel auction, including, one of the first projects where we all worked together. And then we did a series of boys versus girls. And now we're all back together. But it's been really congenial and such a treat to work with so many talented winemakers who are working out of the Petaluma Gap.
Right, great. We mentioned you have this event going on tomorrow. It's a virtual tasting scheduled with Emily Martin, a.k.a. the jet-setting fashionista.
Yes, I'm so excited to share the details with you.
Okay.
So tomorrow, as Jeff said, it's a virtual tasting with Emily Martin, who's known as the jet-setting fashionista. And it's going to be on Instagram Live tomorrow at 5 p.m. And not only will we be tasting wines from the Petaluma Gap, but also we're going to be talking about the Petaluma Gap wine cruise on the Danube River in Austria and Hungary.
Nice.
And that's going to be taking place a year from now, March 25th, 2022. And I know by then we will have extended vaccine rollout and people will be itching to travel again. So if you're looking for more information, you can go online to jetsettingfashionista.com/Instagram Live virtual wine tasting.
You're a natural broadcaster. Do you know that?
Thank you.
I was going to say, I might hire you to fill in occasionally.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you felt confident about March 2022 for this cruise, but sounds like you are.
I do. You know, I think here in Sonoma County, we're off to a really great start. Over 90% of our vineyard agricultural workers and our frontline winemakers have already gotten their vaccine. And I'm excited for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to start rolling out into people's arms. I attended a virtual grand rounds from UCSF, and the team at UCSF is so excited for, you know, once and done with J&J. It doesn't need all of the, you know, refrigerator sub-freezing gymnastics.
Yeah. Right.
I'm hopeful for the summer ahead.
Great. Let's touch briefly on the other wines that you craft. You make a rock pile Zinfandel, which is one of our favorites at home, and a Chardonnay from the huge Sonoma coast from the Heinz Vineyard.
I do.
Another iconic vineyard.
I know.
No other girl
making 1,200 cases gets to play with the caliber of fruit that I see in the winery. I get to work with Cam Moritzen as my grower in Rockpile, and I've been getting fruit from the Glockner Turner Ranch most recently, and the fruit has so much color and so much intensity. Boy, when I first started working with that specific ranch in 2018 harvest, I was so excited with the samples.
Right.
I just couldn't believe the intensity of color and flavor. I was so excited about Zin again, just like I was back in the early days. And then you're right, I get to work with Charlie Hines and his fruit way out in West County, which really has an awesome, cool climate sensibility. I really like white Burgundy, and we are blessed with much more sunshine than Burgundy. Yeah.
Did you stalk Charlie Hines as well?
I have a little Charlie story. Do we have time, Michelle?
One minute.
So I stood next to his wife at a wine event, and she was pouring and I was pouring, and we start chatting, and she said, "Oh, you're a working mom." I said, "Yes, I have twins." And the woman next to me said, "I have twins." And I said, "I have twins and a son." And she said, "I have twins and a son." And I said, "My twins are seven." And she said, "My twins are seven." Turns out I was standing next to Karen Heinz, Charlie's wife, and
Perfect.
We do indeed have twins that are the same age. The next year they were all in school together. And now anytime I want something, I email Charlie and said, "Karen said I could." Like, "Oh, can I get an extra ton of fruit? Karen said it was okay."
Now, there was a serendipity event there, you know, for you.
Kismet.
No coincidence, but serendipitous.
I know.
For sure. Well, thank you so much. This is the ever-exuberant Kareth Overstreet is joining me from Beruliam Wines, BRULIAM Wines.com, if you want to look up her wines and maybe purchase a few. Thank you for joining us for On the Wine Road Live, brought to you by American Ag Credit, money for agriculture. I'm Jeff Davis. Have yourselves a wonderful rest of the week, and I will talk to you on Saturday here on KSRO at 1:05 p.m. Catch you then.